ran in to see her to make that little tribute to me and honoring me like that. I mean, I thought it was very nice of her, and it just shows that, you know, she's just a woman of a great character and just an awesome person.
It's got to be bittersweet and kind of weird. I mean, you have a high like that and the cheers, and then at the end, it didn't turn out the way you wanted to.
I mean, that's just the way it goes, huh? I mean, we had 30 points to go down on the floor, and you can't win without them. I mean, that's your go-to man the whole season, and, you know, it was hard to make that adjustment right there towards the end. And, I mean, I think that the next 2 days before we play Seattle would help us, but just on the spur of the moment like that, it's hard to make the adjustment when your player go down like that.
Last question for Coach Sides. Are you still planning to coach Xavier in the offseason, or have you made that decision yet?
If I can do it, I will. I mean, I love that team. I love the I love that team, and I would love to do it if I can. Just, you know, that's my way of giving back. And we'll see from here. I know if Minnesota hires me back, and we'll see. We'll just go from there.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened.
Start the second half, you guys. All right. Grab the lead. They come right back and go up like a 14-0 run or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier, they just had too many weapons for us. I thought that we did a great job of coming out with the intensity that we were supposed to come out with, knowing that we tried to put Simone behind us and just try to focus on the game. But it took its toll on us when you have three or four great shooters, you know, and we only had one that could attack. So, I mean, that's hard to stop.
Thank you. All right. Do you have a prognosis on Simone yet?
It's not good. And it's not good at all. And I just, you know, I'm hoping for the best, but I don't think so. I mean, I just... No, it could be longer. I don't know. I mean, and that's,
does it look like an ACL?
It looks like it, but I can't say. I don't know, but it doesn't look good at all. She won't be traveling with us. I put it that way, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. I don't know the prognosis right now. I just think it. You know, it's not good for us. So, especially, you know, we had a run going and kind of everything just. Like it's gone. I mean, like I told you earlier, I was on a whole big high last week, promotion, Hall of Fame, and now, you know, you lose your best player, and it's just, hey, I don't know. Hopefully this emotional roller coaster stops.
I didn't get a good look at what happened. Did you see the play?
Yeah, I mean, she was going for layup, and Diana cut her off, and her knee just buckled under. So.
Just landed on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think her feet was kind of taken out from her, so she had no control of her body. So, and it's just, you know, one of those things.
I haven't